Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PNC Infratech Q4 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shravan Shah. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anushka. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I am pleased to welcome you all on the PNC Infratech Limited fourth quarter FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us the Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yogesh Jain, along with senior management team. We will begin with the opening remarks from the management, followed by interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. I have with me Mr. T.R. Rao, Director Infra, and Mr. D.K. Agarwal, CFO, Mr. Pankaj Agarwal, VP, Finance and Account, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded the financial results and investor presentation on the stock exchanges and company website for your references. Initially, I would like to mention key updates of the industry, followed by operational development of the company and highlights of the financial performance during the quarter and full year ended financial year 25, post which we will be happy to answer your questions. Year 2024 and 25 posed significant challenges for infrastructure sector, particularly in roads and highway subsector regarding both awarding and construction activity. Awarding of new projects for implementation saw significant delay due to general election cycle across nation in 2024, longer processing and approvals timeline in getting clearances for bidding new projects, and persistent delay in acquisition and possession of land required before project bidding and awarding process. Bid due dates for more than 90% of new projects extended multiple times essentially due to above mentioned reasons. In some of the projects, bid due dates extended up to 2 years from initial launching dates. The subdued new projects award activity by MoRTH and NHAI, total hold on Bharatmala program, extended monsoon seasons and widespread rains coupled with continued delay in acquisition and possession of vacant and encumbrance-free land for construction. Even for already awarded projects, adversely impacted construction timeline of National Highway and Expressway project across the region significantly during financial year 24-25. The above headwinds reflected in so much a total 6,444 kilometers national highways were only constructed during the financial year 24-25 as against the set target of 10,421 kilometers, around 60% of targeted length. Further, as we move into fiscal year 25-26, MoRTH set an ambitious target of constructing 10,000 km of national highway. Further, MoRTH target investment of 1,100 km in the northeastern state and 750 km in tribal regions. Additionally, MoRTH aims to operationalize a 5,800 km high-speed corridor network to strengthen national connectivity to further economic growth. In the Union Budget of Financial Year 25-26, the central government allocated ₹74,226 crore to the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, and a significant portion of this budgetary provision, ₹60,000 crore, allocated to Jal Jeevan Mission. The government also announced extension of Jal Jeevan Mission until 2028 with enhanced outlay and focus on completing the remaining works by prioritizing the operation and maintenance of rural piped water supply scheme through Jan Bhagidri to ensure citizen trick water service delivery. A significant number of new projects are being launched in other core sectors, including railways, mass rapid transport, airports, roadways, renewable energy, energy storage system, logistic park, urban and industrial area development, and tourism sector, which are expected to generate new business opportunities for the industry player in both fund-based and non-fund-based segments. Recently, Honorable Prime Minister of India expressed his confidence that given the speed and scale of renewable energy projects development in India, especially in solar energy space, India should be able to achieve its target of 500 gigawatt of renewable energy by 2030. This outlook is not only very encouraging, but also will create opportunities for development of a huge number of large projects in this sector going forward. Another emerging opportunity is development for energy storage systems that will enable a continuous supply of energy when needed, particularly during the periods of peak demand. As for sustainable renewable energy growth, a concurrent growth of energy storage capacity is becoming imperative. Government expected to mandate 10% battery storage for all new renewable energy projects, which is expected to further accelerate growth in energy storage system sector. As in the Union Budget for financial year 25-26, the central government made ₹1.5 lakh crore provision for the long-term interest-free loans to the support infrastructure investment by state governments. A sizable number of new infrastructure projects are expected to be initiated by state government going forward on both EPC and PPP mode. Now coming to the recent update on the company. On the project development side, company subsidiary Hardoi Highway Private Limited received provisional completion certificate on 18 January 25, 167 days ahead of scheduled completion date, and became eligible for early completion bonus in terms of the concession agreement. During the quarter, the company was declared as L1 bidder for an EPC project of PWD Rajasthan for a price of ₹240 crores. CARE has reaffirmed as its credit rating on long-term bank facility to CARE AA+, stable and short-term bank facility to CARE A1+. On asset monetization sides, company and its subsidiary PNC Infra Holding Limited successfully completed the sale of 10 road projects to KKR-backed Highway Infrastructure Trust as on 22nd May 2025. Earlier in January 24, the company had signed definitive agreement with HIT to divest a total of 12 road assets comprising 11 National Highway HAM projects and one state highway BOT toll project spanning approximately 3,800 land kilometers to be transacted in two tranches. Tranche 1 comprised of 10 HAM assets concluded for an equity consideration of ₹1,827.6 crore. After adjustment on account of certain items of work, these scoped in these 10 projects. Apart from the above consideration, there are other receivables to a tune of ₹200 crore to be received by the company upon realization of the same by the SPV as per the terms of definitive agreements. The total equity investment in these 10 projects was ₹1,371 crores. The company through the above mentioned SPVs, executed several additional items of total value of ₹624 crore under the change of scope provisions of respective concession agreement. Out of this amount, the company has already received ₹546 crore. As the Tranche 1 transaction concluded, all 10 projects and SPV have been duly handed over to Highways Infrastructure Trust. The sale of equity in remaining two assets, PNC Bareilly Nainital Highway Private Limited, which is a BOT toll project, and PNC Chalukere Karnataka Highways Private Limited, which is a HAM project, is expected to conclude in first half of financial year 26. For Bareilly project, approval for transferring 100% of share capital of the SPV has been received from UPSA, the authority, on 31st May 2025, and according to the closing action have been commenced. An arbitration award for an amount of ₹485.27 crore was made and published in favor of company on 17-5-2025 by arbitration tribunal in connection with an EPC project executed by company Agra Bypass of NHI, along with future interest of 12% per annum from the date of award till the date of payment. Moving on to the operational and financial performance of the company. Out of the company, 18 fund-based projects, 3 are BOT toll projects, including Kanpur Kavari project, 2 are BOT NOT projects, and 13 are HAM projects. Aggregate project cost of 13 HAM projects is over ₹16,500 crore. Out of total 13 HAM projects, 3 projects achieved PCOD, 6 projects are under construction, 3 projects achieved financial closures, and appointed dates are to be declared. For remaining 1 project, concession agreement executed and financial closure documents submitted to MPITC. Balance equity to be infused in 13 projects as on 31st March 25 is ₹759 crores. Till 31st March 25, company invested ₹984 crores in 13 HAM projects and remaining equity of ₹759 crores to be invested over the next 2 to 3 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2 to 3 years should be adequate to meet the above equity investment requirement. As on 31st March 25, the company unexecuted order book stands over ₹17,700 crore, which includes 3 EPC contracts secured by the company during the financial year 25 for an aggregate contract value of ₹6,670 crore. Out of the unexecuted order book, highway contract contribute around 63%, while water, canal, industrial area development, and railway projects contributed around 37%. During the financial year 25, company has booked a total revenue of ₹822 crores in the rural drinking water segment. Diversification into other sectors. As part of the diversification endeavors, the company during the past few months actively pursued opportunities in the area of railway, metro rail, renewable energy, installation of smart meters, industrial area development, coal mining, airports and building construction, and already submitted bids for some of the projects in this sector under both fund-based and non-fund-based projects. Now, I would present the results for quarter and full year ended March 31st, 25. Standalone quarterly result. Standalone revenue for fourth quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 1,415 crores. The EBITDA for fourth quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 176 crore. The EBITDA margin for fourth quarter of financial year 25 is 12.4%. The profit for fourth quarter of financial year 25 is 121 crores. The PAT margin for fourth quarter of financial year 25 is 8.6%. Standalone revenue for financial year 25 is rupees 5,513 crores. The EBITDA for financial year 25 is rupees 1,049 crores. The EBITDA margin for financial year 25 is 19%. The profit for financial year 25 is rupees 706 crores. The PAT margin for financial year 25 is 12.8%. Consolidated revenue for the fourth quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 1,704 crores. The consolidated EBITDA for fourth quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 362 crores. The EBITDA margin for financial year 25 is 21.3%. The consolidated PAT for fourth quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 75 crore. The PAT margin for quarter four financial year 25 is 4.4%. Consolidated revenue for financial year 25 is rupees 6,769 crores. The consolidated EBITDA for financial year 25 is rupees 2,066 crore. The EBITDA margin for financial year 25 is 30.5%. The consolidated PAT is 815 crore. The PAT margin for financial year 25 is 12%. As on 31st March 25, our net working capital cycle is 113 days as compared to 102 days as on 31st March 24. Our net worth on a standalone basis is rupees 5,475 crore as on 31st March 25, whereas standalone debt from banks and financial institution is rupees 16 crore. This translates to net debt to equity of 0.07 times. We also have a net surplus of rupees 437 crore. On consolidated basis, our net worth is rupees 5,989 crore, whereas total debt is rupees 9,345 crore as on 31st March 2025. The total cash and bank balance including current investment is rupees 2,433 crores. This translates to net debt to equity of 1.56 times. After completion of monetization of 10 assets as on date, the debt got reduced to rupees 4,300 crores, which translates net debt to equity of 0.72 times as against 1.56 times. With this, we now open to the floor for question answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to remove themselves from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jainab James from ICICI Securities. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, out of the total deal amount, we are yet to receive 1,070 crores. Is my understanding correct in that sense?
Demonetization amount, you are telling?
1,070 crores.
Including equity valuation and debt, you are telling?
Yeah. No, only equity.
Amount is
there.
1,060 crore.
649
crore is balance.
649?
For Bareilly and Chaitkari project.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
For Bareilly and Chaitkari project, only 629.5 crore is balanced.
Okay. You mean only for Bareilly? And what about the HAM asset which is yet to be sold?
Karnataka.
Achha, okay, so including those two. And sir, we will be having a surplus cash balance this year. So what are you planning to do with that?
Sir, we are pursuing quite a few fund-based projects on a PPP mode. Both in the sector where we are very much active in roads, highway sector, like HAM projects, and very judiciously we'll look at the BOT toll projects also. Then followed by other project opportunities initiated by central government agencies. There also their investment opportunities are coming up, projects. So those opportunities also, as our MD said, we are pursuing those opportunities also. So we'll judicially deploy our funds in a productive manner. In the best interest of the company.
Okay, sir. And sir, as far as we understand, the CIDCO order has been cancelled by Mumbai High Court. So, and we haven't removed it from the current order book. Is there any reason for that?
Yeah, the matter is sub judice. As we had informed to the exchanges, so we challenged Bombay High Court order. The matter is sub judice. CIDCO has not formally withdrawn the work order issued to us, but we commenced the pre-construction activities, but we halted as of now. Since the matter is sub judice, we don't want to dwell into it and we don't want to further discuss on this. And as soon as we get some updates and some development in this, we'll share with you.
Okay, sir. And sir, one question, can you give us some guidance for FY26 in terms of revenue margins and order inflow?
FY26, we are looking at a guidance of 20% growth in the gross revenue top line,
mm-hmm.
and EBITDA margin of around 13%. And with regard to order inflow, we are looking at, as we are aggressively pursuing the opportunities in all the sectors.
Yes,
so we are expecting 15,000 crores new orders before end of the current financial year.
Okay, sir. Sir, my last question is on the working capital side. Can you just give us a number on mobilization advance, retention money and unbilled revenue?
Just note down the amount of mobilization advance. The total mobilization advance as on 31st March is 437 crore rupees.
Okay.
And the retention money as on 31st March is 196 crore rupees.
Okay.
Any other amounts, sir?
And unbilled revenue?
Unbilled revenue around 300 crore rupees.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much. And all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So firstly, on the deal side, so for the 10 HAM assets, what amount have we received and what is pending for those 10 assets?
Hello.
Hello.
We have received a consideration of 1,827 crore rupees for 10 assets. Out of that, 162 is the holdback amount, which is to be received after completion of some conditions as per the definite agreement for 10 assets.
And the remaining 624 and 200 crores?
Sorry?
Remaining 629 is for the two assets.
Remaining 629 is for remaining two assets, namely Bareilly Nainital and the Challakere project.
No, no, sir. In the press release, I mentioned that for changing scope, we have 200 crores and 624 crores and 200 crores also be receivables are pending. So that I'm asking pertaining to those 10 assets.
200 crores receivables are pending. Apart from what 1800 odd consideration we had just mentioned, we'll get 200 crores receivables. This is towards change in law for a GST amount and other payments which are to be received by the company through respective SPVs as and when they are realized.
And the 624 crores towards certain additional claims of change in scope?
No. 624 crores is not the additional claim. 624 crores is towards the additional works, extra items we executed.
That we have received from NHI.
90%
out of 624 crore, 584 crore we have already received.
Yeah.
So total we have received out of 1827. We have 167 is pending, so 1660 is received and 584 additional is received. So total 2200 crores is received broadly.
Actually 584 crores we received through COS. This may not be included into the consideration, but 1800 crores plus 200 more crores will be receiving towards CAL and other things.
Hello. Actual cash has been received in the books.
Actual consideration for 10 asset is 1827 crore rupees plus 200 crore rupees other receivables which is to be received as and when the same is received from NHAI on back-to-back basis. Hence the total consideration for 10 asset is around 2027 crore rupees. In addition to that, 624 crore rupees was the COS amount which is duly executed during the transition period and which is received from NHAI and passed on to the EPC contractor during the transactions. That is not included in the purchase consideration, sale consideration.
But the cash has been received in the books, 584 crores.
Yes. No, 580 crore rupees is received in the books of account.
Okay. So, secondly, what would be the our investment in the remaining two assets? The Chalikari and the BOT project?
The total equity invested in balance two project is 407 crore rupees.
Against which we are expecting 629.
Including unsecured loan.
Okay. Against which we are expecting 629 crores.
Yes. Against that we are expecting 629 crore rupees.
Okay. Another thing, of the total debtors, what would be JJM debtors and HAM debtors?
The HAM debtor is 700 crore rupees approx and the JJM debtor is 717 crore rupees.
So have you seen any movement in terms of better payments for the JJM projects during the quarter? Because the number has not reduced by much, you know, 790 crores in last quarter. So how do you see it moving in first quarter this year?
See, 790 crores last time, quarter was there and subsequently we received certain payments and also we billed certain amounts because during the last quarter. So that is the amount is this one. But now since the budget has already been approved, 60,000 crores allocated for the Jal Jeevan mission. So the government of India is in the process of allocating these funds to state governments. So we expect some sizable amount before the end of the current quarter and remaining amount in the first half of the current financial year.
So what execution are we targeting from JJM for FY26?
900 crores to 1000 crores we are targeting.
Okay. So lastly, on the order book, we have not included Gadchiroli MSRDC project.
Yes, that project, since we have not received the
LOI,
so we are not included in the order book. And also that once the process of issuing LOI is this thing, then we'll let you know.
So when do we expect to receive the same and the ADs for the remaining HAM projects?
See, for remaining HAM project, one HAM project we expect to get the appointed date before 30th of June and the remaining three HAM projects we expect appointed dates before the end of the first half, that is before end of
the next quarter.
Yeah, next quarter.
Okay, okay. Sir, I have more questions. I'll call back in the queue. Thank you.
Please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit from HDFC Securities. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. Hi. So my question is on the consideration. So initial consideration which we have, and we have announced the deal was 2,900, and now it has come down to 2,400. So why is there a difference of 600 crores? Sorry, 500 crores difference now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sir, we have reported the total consideration will be 2,900 crore odd numbers. Out of that, we have received 1,827 crore rupees for 10 assets.
Right.
Initially, 2,900 crore was for 12 assets. So out of 2,900 crore rupees, 629 crore related to the balance 2 project, and around 380 crore rupees is regarding the descoping. And there are some liabilities of GST which is treated as leakages is around 30 crore rupees. And the other is net working capital.
But that won't be the part of consideration, right? Consideration, that will be your revenues, but that won't be part of the consideration, right?
For which, sir?
No, I'm saying the receivables won't be the part of consideration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So descoping, you think there's some descoping which has happened, but descoping will not be the part of consideration, right?
No, no. Actually, what has happened, the consideration of what...
Abhi, Parshit.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
HAM ke project mein kya hai ki kuch descope hua to kuch positive ho gaya, kuch negative ho gaya. Net off karke positive hua. Lekin HAM mein ek condition hai ki jo jab COS positive hai, to aap uska immediate payment le sakte ho aap. तो उसके अगेंस्ट हमने 624 करोड़ रुपीस का जो सीयूएस पॉजिटिव हुआ उसका हमने पेमेंट ले लिया तो कुछ उसका पार्ट नेगेटिव भी हुआ तो नेगेटिव हुआ तो नेगेटिव में उन्होंने नेगेटिव कर दिया तो नेगेटिव जो कंसीडरेशन का पार्ट था वो 384 करोड़ 378 करोड़ का नेगेटिव कंसीडरेशन का जो पार्ट था वो नेगेटिव होगा उसमें से लेकिन एज ए कंपनी हमको इमीडिएट पैसा एनएचआई से डायरेक्ट मिल गया
एक नेगेटिव चेंज ऑफ स्कोप है 2,378 करोड़ से दैट वो दैट रिड्यूस फ्रॉम द बिड प्रोजेक्ट प्राइस एंड द फ्यूचर एन्यूटीज सो इट विल अफेक्ट द इवैल्यूएशन सो दैट्स व्हाई दे टू दैट एक्सटेंट
ओके सो व्हाट वाज द डिस्कोपिंग एज अ परसेंटेज ऑफ द टोटल प्रोजेक्ट कॉस्ट तो बोलते क्या बोल रहे हैं कि जो डिस्कोपिंग हुई है उसकी टोटल प्रोजेक्ट कॉस्ट के अगेंस्ट जो भी परसेंटेज था उसकी एन्युटी का एनपीवी निकाल के आपने उतना कम कर दिया जैसे
वही है मतलब वो एनएचआई बोलती है कि जो नेगेटिव होगा उसको डिस्कोप आपकी एनपी से रिड्यूस होगा बीपीसी रिवाइज कर दी उन्होंने तो बीपीसी रिवाइज कर दी लेकिन हमको जहाँ पॉजिटिव हुआ वहां कैश पेमेंट दे दिया तो नेट ऑफ हमको कोई नुकसान नहीं हुआ उसमें
I understand that, sir, but what was the total absolute value of annuity loss because of this descoping? So basically, you have to say gross annuity loss is what does reduce. NPV of annuity loss, that is
the what 378
crore rupees. That is the NPV. There is no change in the valuation of that, there is no reduction. The reduction is on account of the descoping and the related
annuity. That is book adjustment of it.
Okay. So the second question is on the ordering now. So how is the bid pipeline looking? What is the view on NHAI ordering this year? Because last year nothing has happened. And you also highlighted earlier in the call that the Bharat Mala program kind of has gone on a pause. So what is the view on the bid pipeline? What is the bids opened as of now? What is outstanding bid? And how do you look at the ordering this year? And what kind of inflows you are looking from NHAI in this year?
As of now, we submitted bids of around 15 bids we submitted, which are under evaluation, with a total revenue stream of around 50,000 crores. These bids we submitted both to NHA and other clients also, of essentially central government. And 50,000 crores we submitted, and over the next 2 years, before end of July, we propose to submit a bids around 42 projects for a valuation of around 60,000 crores. So total pipeline for the next 2 months is around more than 1 lakh crore rupees bids. So we are expecting some projects from this pipeline. And going forward, again, some more projects are expected from NHA. So these projects are a larger size when we compare to the average size of projects what NHA is currently bidding out. So as the size of project increases, we expect some lesser competition. So we expect some order inflow from NHA as well as from other clients also.
That you're submitting is worth approximately almost 90,000 crores.
Including
what you're.
Yes,
it's approximately 1 lakh crore.
And out of that, how much will be the NHA bids?
NHA bids, NHA and MOT is put together are 60,000 crores 60. Is NHA. And the remaining 40,000 crores is other clients.
What is the breakup of the 40,000? Which segment these are? If you can help us understand the breakup of this balance 40,000 bits in which segments they are.
See, precise breakup will readily not available. Otherwise, from railway and DMRC and some projects of NPCL, Nuclear Power Corporation, then we have some
the airport authority.
Airports Authority of India, NHPC.
Coalfield,
the southeastern coalfields, and other eastern Rajasthan canal project and other projects.
And you expect these 1 lakh bids to be opened and at least opened. L1 status should be known in next, at least by July or August.
Yes, yes.
And out of that, it should win significantly. I mean, and how much is the expectation of this win within this second quarter by September out of this 1 lakh crore?
See, it will be a bit speculative, depends upon the level of competition and all. But at least minimum we should get 5 to 10%.
So because I think this will be the highest ever bidding in our in a financial year, almost 1 lakh crores worth of projects. So is it right to assume that this will be the highest ever pipeline would have bid and this is all bunching up of orders?
Of course, it's there, but earlier also bid such kind of levels. But given the competition and all, we need to see how things will unfold. But we expect 5 to 10%. So by end of August or by first this thing, we should get 5 to 10%, which translates to 5 to 10,000 crores.
Okay, and here as a whole, we are targeting, I think you said, upwards of 15,000 crores of order inflows, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
50,000.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Those were my questions. I'll join with you for more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please proceed.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. So my first question is, from this 1827 odd crore, have we already received the cash consideration or is it still to be received? Hello.
Hello. Sir, except holdback amount of 160 crore rupees, all amount is received.
And what would be the, let's say, tax consideration on this 1827 odd crore?
I think it will be around 60 to 70 crore rupees tax amount.
That's it. For FY26, what is the kind of capex that we are looking for?
For capex side, since we are able to execute the contract up to 8,000 crore rupees with the existing equipment and machinery, hence we are not seeing any major capex guidance. For critical equipment, if any required, it will be up to 40 crore rupees.
Sure. And lastly, for the pending equity that we need to infuse, how much do we need to infuse in, let's say, FY26 and how much in FY27?
Around 400 crore rupees is required for current financial year 26, and the balance will be required in 27 and 28.
Sure. Thanks, and all the best for future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in terms of our equity investment in our portfolio of HAM and other assets, X of these 12 assets, what is the amount now?
Except these 12 assets.
Yeah, meaning these 12
assets. Our total equity for balance 13 project is 700 crore rupees, 1700 crore rupees.
No, so you're saying 1700 crore is the balance equity. I mean, removing this 12 assets, correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And second, in terms of the arbitration award that we received in May, so anything that we already booked or that full 480 crore will be moving to P&L?
We have not booked anything. Upon realization of this award only, thus we will be able to book the income and accordingly it will translate into P&L.
Okay. So, you will wait for actual cash receipt, then only you will be routing it through P&L. That's what you are saying?
Yes.
Okay. And when this amount expected, sir?
See, you don't know the what would be the reaction of NHA. In case the award is challenged, it may take time. It would be a legal process that has to be.
Okay. Done. No. Sure, sir. Got it. Yeah. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial. Please proceed.
So we have given guidance of 20% growth for FY26. Earlier we were targeting around 30% plus growth. So isn't this growth conservative given the strong order backlog?
Yeah, it is conservative. We will revise in next quarter after.
After declaration of appointed date for these four AM projects, once the actual dates of appointed dates will come, so then we relook it to this guidance and then we'll come back to you.
Potentially, could it be around 25-30% or?
No, as of now, we don't want to mention any number, but we stick to 20% till the end of this quarter. So, we'll come back to you as we progress.
Sure. And secondly, sir, I wanted some data points on the order backlog of few projects. So, what would be the order book for a new Patli station to Sultanpur station?
New Patli to Sultanpur.
That is
New Patli to Sultanpur.
That is, yes. You are calling it HORC project? Haryana Urban Rail project?
Yes.
HORC, it is 470 crore rupees.
And for Kanpur-Lucknow package 1 and package 2?
Package 1 is 115 crore rupees and for package 2 is 130 crore rupees.
And for Mathura bypass?
Mathura bypass package 1B.
1B, yes.
Yeah. It is 78 crore rupees.
And for Prayagraj-Kausambi? Pingra to Barantur?
360.
And for the irrigation project?
Irrigation project, it is around 850 crore rupees.
So we have seen good execution in irrigation for the quarter. It comes out around 74 odd crores.
Yes, we have executed 77 crore rupees in quarter four, and in this current financial year, we are expecting to execute
Another 150 crore.
150 crore rupees further.
For FY26?
For FY26, yes.
First of all, what time will be completing the project? Because it has been quite a long time since you won the project. And if the pace is only 150 crores for FY26, so when are we targeting to complete?
So we actually, the government has granted us extension up to 2026. So we should be able to complete by 2026. Because we'll get only 6 months working time in this project. Remaining 6 months, water is flown into the canal for the irrigation purpose. So we get...
Hello?
It seems like the management's line has been disconnected. Please stay connected till I reconnect the management. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Waiting patiently, we have connected the management's line. Mr. Webb,
yeah,
can continue with your question.
Yeah. Sir, so if we do 150 crore execution for FY26, then pending order would be around 700 crores for FY27. So, would we be able to execute the entire project in 2026?
Yeah, yeah. We'll be able to execute. Now we are starting in other fronts also. So, we have a main canal as well as a branch canal. So, next working season, we'll be starting work on all other fronts also. So, we should be able to complete it by 2026.
Okay, okay. And sir, what are the pending receivables from the irrigation project as of March?
It is 114 crore rupees for irrigation.
And what did we receive in the quarter?
During the quarter, we received around 40 odd crores.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Sir, just one clarification for this monetization that we have already done. So, how much we will be booking exceptional gain in standalone in 1Q and also in terms of the post-tax, so how much would be the PAT on that front in the standalone P&L?
Hello? On
yes, sir.
On a standalone basis, there is no gain for the monetization. It will come in the PNC Infra Holding subsidiary company. It will be around 460 crore rupees capital gain pre-tax, and post-tax it will be around 400 crore rupees. And that will reflect in the consolidation balance sheet.
Okay, okay. Got it. And sir, you said that the one appointed date you will be getting for the HAM by 30th June and raised by three projects by September. So this one project is which one? Package 2?
Package 6. VR 6. VR.
Varanasi Calcutta Package 6.
Okay, okay. Package 6. Okay, I got it. And sir, what we are saying that the two parts on the revenue front and on the order inflow. So as you mentioned that around 60,000 crore NHAI MORTH bids and 40,000 crore among all other sectors, and we are looking at 5,000 to 10,000 crore to be win. So even if let's assume if we win the 10,000 odd crore. Do we think that the balance, even the 5,000 crore that we need to get, do we see that kind of a further bid pipeline will be there? So just wanted a kind of a risk that we were even last year also we did not receive what we were expecting. So not only we but the entire most of the players others. So just trying to see whether this 15,000 crore, is there a further risk that it can even will be on the lower side?
See, now whatever this 5,000 to 10,000 crores what we expect to get it during the H1, so remaining 5,000 crores we should be able to get it during the H2, because the pipeline is there. NHA announced a lot of projects as mentioned by our MD, economic corridors and also tribal area roads, and also many of the HAM projects also, and also quite a few BOT toll projects. So certainly we are looking forward to have another 5,000 crores in H2. So we should be able to secure new business of 15,000 crores, what we are expecting.
Okay. And sir, this 60,000 odd crore that we are looking to bid in NHAI and MoRTH, is it mostly the HAM and toll or are there EPC projects also? And if toll, any ballpark idea, are we open to take the toll project where we can invest this 2,000 odd crore kind of a equity, or we are just restricting for a 1,000 crore kind of a equity, only that kind of a project only in the toll we are looking at?
Our priority will be HAM projects. Toll assets also, toll opportunities also, we will definitely pursue toll opportunities. With the due diligence on the traffic forecast and traffic demand forecast and also financial viability, we'll pursue the toll opportunities also. But our prime focus would be on HAM projects.
But this 60,000 crore does not include any toll bid pipeline?
It includes some toll projects also.
Okay, but this also includes the EPC projects also? Because still I think there is a decent competition is there despite the change in whatever the NHAI is doing on the bidding part.
Yes, it is there, but it includes EPC projects also. We will continue to bid for EPC projects also.
Okay, got it. So now, sir, when we are saying that we have reduced our revenue, so kind of a 6,100 crore that we are looking at, decently lower what we were looking at. So does that, let's say if we get all the appointed dates and maybe 10,000 odd crore by this July, so for FY27, how one can look at, because previously we are looking at FY26 to be similar to FY24, which is close to a 7,400 crore. So already we are doing right now looking at 1,400-1,500 crore less. So for FY27, if somebody has to look at, fair to say that we can easily do a 8,000 crore plus kind of a revenue in FY27?
Sure, definitely.
Depending upon the new project secured, this one. What happens if you get a EPC kind of projects? We'll be able to start execution immediately in case of fund-based process or HAM or BOT too. Certain time will be taken for financial closure and all. So the commencement of project may take few months.
So okay.
We are looking at that 20% over and above FY26 and more also if we get more number of projects.
Okay. And sir, this bonus part that you mentioned, Hardoi, 167 days early, so what would be the bonus amount and when we will be booking in the standalone?
It is around 15 crore.
Okay, so we will be booking in the first quarter itself or it will be in the second quarter?
It will be second quarter because the bonus is paid along with the first annuity. So first annuity becomes due only in the month of July. 18th of July, first annuity becomes due. Then they will release the bonus along with the first annuity. So partly will be reflected in console and partly in the standalone.
Okay. And lastly, sir, this MSRDC, though two projects, Pune Ring Road and Jalna, when can we start doing the execution and how? For this year, in this 6,000 odd crore, how much are we looking to book a revenue in these two projects?
See, in both projects, execution has already started. Both Jalna Nanded as well as the Pune Ring Road, we started the execution, both the projects.
Okay, because so in terms of the outstanding is this 4,630 odd crore order book. So, how one can look at in terms of the revenue for this year?
This year,
see, we can say around 25 to 30% of the what revenue we are expecting in FY26 would be from these projects. You say around 1,800 to 2,000 crores from these two projects.
Okay, okay. Great, sir. Great, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshay, an analyst. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. My first question would be, although there has been a significant decrease in revenue from FY24 to FY25, the PAT was similar to FY24. So I wanted to know what contributed towards the increased margin of the company.
Arbitration what involves.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. During the financial year 25, we have received arbitration award in two projects and a bonus in one MSRDC project that contributed more in beta as well as the PAT rate.
Okay. And going ahead, does PNC Infratech plan to consider private projects or is it solely going to be the government projects?
See, we continue to pursue the government projects only as of now, because a lot of projects opportunities are coming up in the government, and the government is the largest spending entity in the infrastructure. So we'll continue to pursue the government. As of now, we are not looking at the opportunity in the private sector.
Okay, sir. That's all for my questions. Congratulations on a good financial year. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from GM Financial. Please proceed.
Just one clarification on the monetization. So you mentioned that in the standalone entity, there will be no gain booked for the entire monetization deal. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks a lot for giving the opportunity. Sir, on the revenue guidance, so you are saying around 20% for this year and maybe around 15% odd for FY27. Is that the right understanding, sir?
Yeah. See, 20% for FY26 and similar kind of things, you can say 15 to 20% for FY27. See, it would be too early to say about FY27 because how the order inflow will be there and what kind of order inflow will be in the FY26. We'll be able to tell in the coming quarters some certain guideline for the with certainty guideline for the FY27. Otherwise, as of now, we are sharing with you at a 15 to 20% for FY27 over and above FY26.
And so this would mean one more present slide that you have given on employees. So your employee count has decreased by almost like 30%. From 10,000 to 7,000. So you will be ramping up the workforce to reach this number, or how do you see that?
No. Certainly we will be ramping up the workforce because there is a persistent delay in the declaration of appointed dates for four major HAM projects during the FY25 and even recent. Normally the decline in the staff is only like mechanical staff and drivers and all who are the core operating staff. As we receive the appointed dates for these four projects and also as progress picks up in the MSRDC project, we'll keep recruiting back these mechanical and operating staff and it will reach to the previous levels.
Okay. And this year, out of this 20% growth, so around 6,500 crore that you are projecting, did I hear it right that out of this around 2,000 crore will come from Jalna Nanded and Pune Ring Road project?
Yes.
Okay. And margins of around 13%, right?
Yes. EBITDA margin will be around 13%.
And sir, on the balance sheet for the standalone level, So we have around 450 crores net cash as of now. Right?
Yeah.
And we are expecting around 150 odd crore out of the 1800 odd crores to be received.
Yes, yes.
So that will make it 1600, and then 200 crore more is pending. So that will make it 2000. Right?
Yeah.
And sorry, so 450 we have, and then 150 more is coming, so 600, then 200 more is pending, so 800, and 50 crore more is pending from the additional work that you have. So it's around 850 crores we will reach, plus what you have received, around 1400 to 1500 you have received. So you will get to a very, almost around 2,500 crores, sir, net cash?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, around 2,000 crores.
2,000 crores, yeah. So how do we plan to utilize this, sir, in this year? Because I think almost around 1,700 crore has to be invested in the HAM assets, but how much of that will come in this year, and the remaining amount, what are we planning?
See, the HAM projects, whatever this to be invested, once these appointed dates are declared, for both ongoing HAM projects as well as new HAM projects would be requiring investment. And also, as we are pursuing other projects, fund-based projects, we submitted a solar energy project and also battery storage projects. These are all fund-based projects, metering, smart metering projects also we submitted one bid in the state of Himachal Pradesh. So like that we'll be again submitting bids for the HAM projects. We already submitted some bids and further we'll be submitting. So going forward that these all fund-based projects would need equity sizable amount. So we should be able to deploy our equity gainfully. But we judiciously this thing. Since we have cash, we'll not go for this thing. We'll do the required due diligence and accordingly we'll deploy the capital.
And sir, on the margin side, how do we look at, because see, earlier we were mostly into road where the margins are little bit better. Now, if we look at other companies in the EPC space, which are operating into multiple assets, multiple type of things, their margins are usually much lower at around 8 to 10%. So do we see our margins also coming down as we diversify our book? Or how do we look at in a medium term?
No, we don't see any decline in the margin significantly even with the expanding into other areas. See, as you know, when we entered forayed into what drinking water supply, so we could able to maintain the same margin in the rural drinking water supply projects, what we already executed more than 60% and we'll be executing balance amount. We maintain the margin same. And similarly, even if you execute in other projects in other areas, we don't see any, there will be any significant reduction in the margins.
Okay, okay. And on the working capital side, the last 2-3 years, we have seen some increase. So how do we see that going forward? The working capital days?
Net working capital days will come down. We are fully that. It will around 70 to 80 days.
Okay. So we are planning for a major reduction from the 110 odd days that we are at. Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. All the best.
All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Kazi from Nuvama Group. Please proceed.
Hi. Good afternoon for taking my follow-up question. Would be great if we could get the toll collection on our existing older projects.
Okay. Okay.
Just note down. For MB Highways. Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead.
For MB Highways, it is 11.69 crore. And for Bareilly-Naintal, it is 17.5. and Narela is 10.76 crore and Raibareli Jaunpur is 32 crore. And Kanpur Sabra is 5 crore.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please proceed.
So just one question. So you said that there will be no gains booked in the standalone entity. So are the gains being booked in PMC Infra Holding for the monetization?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, okay, okay. Understand. Thanks. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anand Mundra from My Temple Capital. Please proceed.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just had one question. The 200 crore that is receivable on account of change in law, this is something that we've already recognized as receivable on balance sheet, or when this amount comes, it will directly hit the bottom line?
That will hit directly on the bottom line.
On console basis.
On console basis.
Oh. So that will also come in PNC Infra Holdings, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And the change in scope that I think some 624 crores, out of that I think 580 crores is we've already received, something like that. And that the balance 40 crores is yet to be received. Correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
That will also, when it comes, will directly hit the bottom line. Is that correct?
No, yeah, when that comes, will hit the top line of the standalone basis.
That will hit the top line. So, but corresponding to that, do we have some assets? Like, is there something sitting on inventory that will get net off, and that's why the impact on the bottom line might be lower than the...
Yes, yes. Corresponding that, see, whatever expenses we've incurred from EPC side towards the execution of these additional works, so that will be adjusted, and accordingly bottom line will be reflected.
Got it, got it. So the net gain that is yet to be recognized will be about 460 crore plus the 200 crore that will come in. And the console level at PBT level. Is that understanding correct?
400 crore is the capital gain for 10 asset.
Yes.
Hello?
400 yes,
crore is the net cash for 10 asset. And the 200 crore will be accounted for as and when received from the NHAI.
Got it, sir. So is there a timeline of when we expect that?
We are expecting in the current financial year itself.
Okay. That's it from mine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Motwani from Equirus Securities. Please proceed.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. So, like, my question was on the guidance part. Like, you were guiding for 20% revenue in the effort. Like, I wanted to check, like, if this guidance include, like, execution from the order book in, like, in which the appointed date is pending. So, like, how much of the order value, like, you have been considered in this guidance for the effort, like, yeah, from this appointed date, in which appointed date is pending.
We have considered guidance of 20%. We have taken into account the appointed dates which are to be declared, one before the end of current quarter and three before the end of H1, that is the second quarter. So we consider the income from these projects also in the guidance what we have projected.
Okay, like, so you are considering all the four projects in the FY26?
Yes,
in the guidance.
In the guidance.
20%. Okay. And yeah, and there was one question. So, like, there was an arbitration award of 70 crore in FY25. So I just want to know, this 20% guidance is on the reported revenues, like which you are reporting in the PNL, or it is excluding of their arbitration award?
See, FY26, we are not expecting any arbitration award to be realized. See, whatever arbitration award published in our favor, so the realization of the amount will take time. So we are not taking any income either at a top line or a bottom line against this arbitration award. in FY26?
I was asking for the base of this 25% revenue growth. So like the base of FY25 revenue should be excluding of arbitration award, or it should be inclusive of arbitration award?
No, it's inclusive of arbitration. So whatever 5,500 crores revenue you have booked, so we are expecting 20% over and above the 5,500, including the arbitration award we received during the FY24-5.
Okay, got it. Okay, that was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shravan Shah for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
The 240 odd crore project where we are L1, when we are likely to get the LOA and then the appointed date?
Within this month or?
LOA will get this month, within this month. And appointed date may be in the next month.
Okay. So at least we should have some execution from there also.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, management, for giving us the opportunity, and thank you all the participants for joining in. Sir, do you have any closing comments?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for your participation in our earning call. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the strategic growth advisors, our investor relations advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Dolat Capital Markets Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.